Last week, President Bush declined an invitation to appear at the NAACP's national convention. And yesterday on this program, commentator Joe Davidson said that President Bush made a big mistake by choosing not to go. Tonight, commentator John McWhorter gives another point of view.
Since Franklin D. Roosevelt, every president has addressed the NAACP at their annual convention until George W. Bush. Last week, he declined the NAACP's invitation for the fourth year in a row, and Julian Bond and Kwasi Mfume were not happy. Yet the sad thing is that with the current state of the national NAACP, it's progressive for Bush to occupy himself elsewhere. I certainly swell at the thought of the NAACP's legacy. It made my life as a modern African-American possible. Back in the day, the NAACP was stage center in almost any discussion about race in America. Their landmark study, 30 Years of Lynching in the United States, 1889 to 1919, helped to eradicate that hideous practice. And I hardly need mention Brown versus the Board of Education, as we've just finished celebrating its 50th anniversary. But there's the problem. Black Americans have a right to ask of the NAACP, "What have you done for me lately?" Bond boasted in Philadelphia this week that the organization is devoted to speaking truth to power. But the question is whether this is what blacks left behind after the Civil Rights Revolution need the most today. We have work to do. We must foster a culture of achievement among black students. We must foster constructive relationships between police forces and minority communities. We must address the new black AIDS crisis. But these things don't lend themselves to fists in the air and street demonstrations. The NAACP is stuck in a protest mindset, and as a result, it's played no significant role in serious black uplift in a very long time. Instead, other black leaders are doing the work. Here in New York, Jeffrey Canada has founded the Harlem Children's Zone program. It blankets 60 underprivileged blocks with uplift programs. These are presented to each resident in the district door by door. Why isn't the NAACP formulating programs like this? So, that means that Bush dropping by the convention would be nothing but symbolism. And we have to ask, why should he indulge in that kind of posturing for an organization whose leaders rake him over the coals year after year? Now, Bond says Bush is ducking criticism, but there's criticism and there's criticism. 3 years ago, he called Bush's cabinet a Taliban wing, whose devotion to the Confederacy is nearly canine in its uncritical affection. That's good music, and Bond has his right to his politics. But do he and Fume sincerely wonder why Bush hasn't tipped his hat? I wish Bush had come up with more follow-through in the faith-based initiatives proposal and the No Child Left Behind program. These ideas offered great promise to blacks who need help. And if he's reelected, maybe he'll pick up the ball again. But as such, I'm happy he'll be addressing the National Urban League. They're fostering a black presence in corporate America. That is, instead of speaking truth to power, they're ushering blacks into becoming the power. That's what racial progressivism is in an imperfect America where, whether we like it or not, there will never be a second civil rights revolution. Bush might also pay call to leaders like Mr. Canada in Harlem. But because today the NAACP shines in legend only, for a politician to kiss their feet is a hollow gesture like throwing rice at a bride. And at the end of the day, we've endured far too many hollow gestures and have no time for them. After all, we're busy.
John McWhorter is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute.